few minutes. I think they have a great bookstore. The books that we have are a lot more expensive there, but there's one book, it's called The Fifth Gospel by Pixner, that uses a lot of the name of the places, a lot of the things that I do, different aspect that I think is a lot of an excellent teaching tool. Another one, if you're interested in the history of Jerusalem, there is the Historical Atlas of Jerusalem by Dan Bahut. Jewish Heritage, which looks like a rainbow or a kind of a gate. And there's one thing that I really like there. They have, and it's not expensive, little jewelry that is called Kach Katuv. This is how it's written. It's silver and gold-plated in certain areas, and there are verses from the Bible. Tiny, beautiful thing. I think it's a meaningful thing. If you want, I'll set a time when we should meet. We're not coming back to the bus. From this point, we're getting on the boat. So we're going to see the ancient boat. You have a little time for shopping. Actually, this is the only designated time to get something today. Otherwise, we go, 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 because there's so much to do today. And we're going from there to go to the boat. It's a little chilly on the boat because we're not taking a short ride. We're taking a long drive, a ride, and we're actually doing what Jesus did. We go from Megiddo, from Magdala to Capernaum. And can you imagine how many times we did that? Traveling was done more by boat than by walking around. So think about all that. So take your jacket, a few money if you want, and use the restrooms. Sorry, excuse me. Well, any place we go to today in the churches, first of all, they expect you to pay either a shekel or 2 shekel. All right, so we have to remember that. And here they have nice, clean restrooms, including toilet paper. For free. So I don't know how many times I've mentioned bathroom toilet paper.
I've got a few. So you pay shekels what to go to the bathroom? So.
I guess. Well, in the churches you pay and they want to go to the shekel.
When we go there, I want to tell you also a little bit about the kibbutzim and a little bit about the Israeli politics. I think it will help us to understand also the importance of this museum, which we're going to see now. It's called The Man in the Galilee. Look where we were, down to the back to the left-hand side. In Kibbutz Genosar, I repeat, Kibbutz Genosar, named after the Valley of Genesaret. Genesaret is another name to Sea of Galilee. Look at the brook down here to the right, and they have a motel, very nice one, which is called Nof Genosar, the view of Genosar. So we have enough time to visit, to see the church, to get some, bless you, Rami, and then to get some things from here. If anybody doesn't want to carry the things, you can give it to Rami. Sorry, Rami, I volunteer you. And he will bring you to the bus. Remember, we're going to have a boat ride. We stopped the boat ride. And we have devotion. We have, I know, special time here.